Teenagers coming into adulthood are carrying heart disease risks. This report is narrated by Lena Skorback and was written by George Citriner. A generation once considered at the peak of health is facing a cardiovascular crisis. New research from the American Heart Association, or AHA, reveals that young adults between 18 and 25 are experiencing heart-related risks at unprecedented rates, specifically because of factors like rising obesity, increased tobacco use, and sedentary lifestyles. Jill Scott, chair of the Scientific Statement Writing Group, told the Epoch Times, quote, "Cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of death in the U.S., and alarmingly, more young adults are experiencing their first major cardiac event, such as a heart attack or stroke, due to early risk factors like rising blood pressure and pre-diabetes. Obesity and tobacco use increasing." The scientific statement from the AHA, published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, has shed light on a critical and often overlooked period of cardiovascular vulnerability. This period is called emerging adulthood. Many young adults come into adulthood already with cardiovascular risks of obesity, high blood pressure, and/or high cholesterol. The report found that tobacco use among 18 to 23-year-olds has doubled from 21% in 2002 to 42.6% in 2018. Scott said, quote, "Electronic cigarettes have now become the most commonly used tobacco product, and emerging research indicates their effect on blood vessels are similar to those of traditional cigarettes." She also added, quote, "Given the well-documented cardiovascular risks of cigarette smoking, this trend raises serious concerns about the long-term heart health of this population, pointing to the urgent need for prevention and intervention strategies," unquote. Furthermore, obesity affects a substantial portion of young adults, with more than 1 in 5 now classified as obese. This issue also extends to younger populations. Projections suggest that more than half of children aged 2 to 19 are likely to be obese by the time they reach 35, highlighting a potential future public health challenge. Finally, the report indicates that approximately 55% of young people report being physically inactive. Dr. David Asher-Codds, a New York-based Northwell Health physician specializing in pediatric cardiology and adult congenital heart disease, told the Epoch Times that the AHA statement is very significant. Traditionally, cardiovascular events like heart attacks and ischemic strokes are considered middle-aged to older adult health concerns. Quote, "But as the statement points out alarmingly, it is an increasing proportion of young adults that have experienced these events," Codd said. The scientific statement authors stress the importance of integrating heart health education into the experiences of young adults, focusing on factors such as lifestyle habits and the significance of social networks. Scott said this report is incredibly important because it highlights a critical yet often overlooked period in the lifespan when cardiovascular health is not routinely discussed. Health visits decline in adulthood. One key finding highlights the reduction in regular health checkups for young adults. In childhood, routine visits frequently monitor weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels, the AHA statement noted. However, these checks tend to diminish after high school, leading to missed opportunities for young adults to assess their cardiovascular risks. Additionally, Scott said that young adults are especially vulnerable to adopting unhealthy habits, such as poor diets and increased sedentary lifestyles. Also, many become less active once they shift from structured environments like high school sports teams to independent living. The authors also noted that emerging adults constitute a significant portion of uninsured people in the United States, which Codd says is the most or one of the more alarming trends in the statement. The researchers also added that many young adults lose Medicaid coverage when they turn 19, and those without insurance face challenges preventing them from seeking necessary health services. According to the AHA, young adults comprise the largest group among 27 million uninsured adults in the United States, often only seeking medical attention when seriously ill. Preventative measures. For emerging adults, Kat said, the best thing they can do as a preventative measure is establish care with a primary care provider and follow up with them at least once a year. Katz emphasized that the risk factors for cardiovascular events, which are high cholesterol, obesity, diabetes, and hypertension, those can be identified early by physicians. He said, quote, they can work with patients to treat these issues with diet, exercise, and medications. And by identifying and addressing these risk factors, it lowers the risk. Meanwhile, Scott recommended reliance on preventative measures aligned with the AHA Essential Eight framework to help emerging adults reduce their cardiovascular disease risk. She said, quote, key health habits include avoiding tobacco use and staying physically active. Physical activity often declines in emerging adulthood and sedentary behavior increases. Daily movement is so important, whether through walking, recreational leagues, or access to green space like parks. Scott also emphasized psychological well-being, explaining that the brain-heart-body connection plays a significant role in cardiovascular health. She said, quote, growing evidence links loneliness to long-term health risks. Although nearly all emerging adults are active on social media, I also encourage them to prioritize in-person connections, ideally through shared physical activity, which benefits both mental and cardiovascular health, unquote. The AHA statement calls for comprehensive approaches tailored specifically for this age group, advocating for the integration of cardiovascular health education in schools and community colleges to build awareness and encourage healthier lifestyle choices. Scott said it's so important to establish heart-healthy habits now, and small changes in physical activity, nutrition, and stress management can have a lasting impact. Thank you for listening to this report by The Epoch Times. If you enjoyed the content, don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating. And we'll see you tomorrow with another in-depth story.